Hello and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I'm reflecting on Monday's show and coming up with a take action that you can take yourself. If you missed Monday's show, please go back and take a listen. You will find the link in the show notes. This week was a feisty one. I was joined by Aaron Knightley, who is a self-educated entrepreneur, business owner, podcast host, author, event host, speaker, content creator, and very much a family man too. Aaron comes from a lower working class background with very little whilst growing up. He's got no formal educational qualifications, and at one point he was heading down the wrong path. But he's now successfully doing business with some of the wealthiest business owners in the UK. He's rapidly scaling Peak Performance Events, which has become one of the fastest growing events companies in the UK. He's got a consulting business, an educational business, and has become well known for massively growing his TikTok account to over 440,000 organically in less than 27 months. He's got some impressive views on his content across TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. It was certainly an interesting and entertaining conversation that we had. I really enjoyed hearing about Aaron's perspective on so many things, actually. One of the key takeaways for me was around not caring what people think, and actually, they don't care about you either. And that wasn't said in a particularly harsh way. It was just that people just aren't that bothered. So you kind of need to get over yourself and get focused on creating, get out of your own way a little bit. I think Aaron was talking about how he doesn't follow anyone on social media and he doesn't consume content, instead preferring to spend all of that time and energy in creating his own. He gave some horrifying stats about how much time is lost every day to this doom scrolling, and I'm sure that's something that most of us will be able to identify with. So interesting seeing him turn that on its head and spend that time creating instead of consuming. Another takeaway for me was around the explosion of TikTok, and far from it being over, there are a ridiculous amount of opportunities on that platform. Aaron is getting paid big money to collaborate with brands and has some exciting things in the pipeline also. It certainly felt like consistency was key, and you're not going to get these results super fast. You have to put the time and effort in. You have to be consistent. You have to keep maintaining this progress and keep working towards building that audience and creating those opportunities. So my take action this week, I've got two. Sometimes I have two, right? And this is going to be one of those weeks. One of them is going to be to try to reduce my own doom scrolling, try and reclaim some of that time back to do something that is more productive, that is going to push business forward rather than being sucked into what other people are doing. So I'm going to set myself a goal of far less consumption. The second thing that I'm going to do is I'm absolutely going to explore TikTok. People talk to me about TikTok a lot. I've watched the odd thing on there. I see it as something for younger people, which makes me feel ridiculously old. But clearly, there are opportunities there to be had. At the time this episode comes out, I will actually be in San Diego at Social Media Marketing World. And I know there are loads of sessions there about TikTok. Maybe that is a sign that I need to explore it further and get on board. So I will absolutely be taking some action in that area myself. I hope you found the conversation with Aaron useful and thought-provoking. It certainly was for me. As always, let me know how you get on, and I will see you for the main show next week.